can't tell you how good it is to have your company on this Monday morning, and hoping you had a terrific weekend. You found a winner and you're starting Monday with more cash than you finished Friday. I'm not one of those particular people. 37 minutes after 8 o'clock. And, Loz, what about this? We've got a very, very special guest.
We have got a very special guest indeed joining us in the studio, Andrew Voss from Fox Sports. Good morning, Vossie.
Good morning. 37 minutes after 8. Good to be on the program. And school's back in. Got through another school holidays.
Warning, everybody, just in case, going through all the school zones this morning. While some of the kids aren't back until tomorrow, many are back today. So be careful there with the school zones.
Yeah, 40K, school zones TK.
Last time I checked. Loss.
40K, 40K.
And nothing in sport or rugby league to talk about this morning, though. Just
There's only been a quite old week for the officials, hasn't it, Vossie?
Yeah, oh, well, there's got to be more than that. I mean, and I'm not being a suck, but let's talk the positive first of all. The race for the minor premiership, Melbourne's back in front. Yep. The defending champions, you look at your ladder, it's the third straight week we've had a different competition leader.
Yeah.
Is that not great? Is that, the Tigers have knocked over the Dragons, Rabbitohs consecutive weeks. Is that not great? I mean,
no, I don't get as excited about the race for the minor premiership as I do as the race for
as a flag going up.
No,
and down.
As about the race for the seventh and eighth position, which were decided 4 weeks ago. So I reckon it's the most lopsided comp in a way we've seen for many, many years.
But let's then go to the controversy, fellas. Do you think we've gone past the pale now that it is always the refs and officials' fault? Because you are cracking jokes for those pushing the line that Canberra's cost them the final. Where'd that come from? Their season's over because
Laurie,
of
Ricky,
the other night.
I his mean, old mates
come
down
on.
There in the green
They
machine.
Haven't beaten a top eight side this year, Laurie. Not one.
Yeah, but it's just been confirmed after the weekend that they mathematically are no longer a chance of making the finals.
Right.
If they had won that game,
right,
they're still only 4 points behind the eighth place team. So mathematically, there's still a chance.
And if they hadn't have trailed by 22-6 at half time the other night, they probably would have been a better chance of winning in the second half. But I'm just saying that we've reached a point, we've all got kids who play sport.
Yeah.
I think we've now gone way past. It is always the refs and officials' fault. And it goes all the way through junior sport. And I'm not just talking rugby league. I've had boys play soccer, AFL, rugby union. Rugby union may be the worst that I've experienced. More lately, my middle son plays AFL. It may be even worse there. Yeah.
Why do we then tend to have this fascination with our officials more than any other sport?
No, I think it goes all the way through to politics. I think we want a head on a platter. We want a scalp every time there's a mistake. We have to go to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And we see it with our leaders. I mean, we replace prime ministers outside of elections. That's become what we do, and premiers. And in rugby league, we have to have a scalp. See, I don't even drop the touch judge the other night, Ricky McFarlane.
You know why? There's a new sport in town. It's called competitive outrage, right?
Yeah.
So I've got to be more outraged than you, and you've got to be more outraged than me. But since time was immemorial, we have had referees being bagged by coaches. I can count on one hand a coach who's actually sat in a press conference and said, you know what? That loss was my fault.
Yeah. But, I mean, social media fuels a lot of this,
outrage.
Of course, that you can put in, 70 characters, some of the worst offensive bile to criticise officials. And I just think we have gone too far now. And I do think that everyone needs to have a good look at themselves. And yes, we do have to pinpoint mistakes, and we do have to criticise and debate. But to come out and expletive-laden rants and their cheats and all of that, no,
I'll tell you
the
one
officials
thing
love the game, and they don't deliberately make mistakes.
No, they don't. But are you a fan of the bunker?
I do think it has a place to play. I mean, those tries in the corner, I believe matters in goal should be all that the bunker rules on, and I've thought that for a long time.
Yep.
In video, even before the bunker, video review should only be to do with matters in goal. If a referee misses an obstruction, well, we live with that.
This is the whole problem.
Matters in goal. No, I can't go forward passes. We've been there. Don't want to go there.
We've had that debate. We've had all these debates this morning. But the whole problem is the touch judge has to get dropped, right?
And no, I don't. Why?
No, because there's got to be some accountability.
You want to head on a plate?
No,
you,
I don't.
You do?
No, I don't.
So, okay,
he,
Jonathan,
you know where?
Okay.
He cannot do first grade this week,
right?
Because there's got to be some sort of accountability. It was a terrible, terrible
Ever seen
error.
Him put the flag up before?
Huh?
Have you ever seen a touch judge do that before?
Never.
Never. Ever.
Never.
Ever.
Right.
So this bloke, Ricky McFarlane.
You can't excuse the mistake, Vossie.
So what, if Jonathan Thurston, this week misses a shot at goal from in front to win a match, he's not goal kicker next week.
No.
You drop him as kicker? Or?
Well, if I've got another goal kicker there, I might.
When was the last touchy to put up a flag
The Bengal Lancer.
Well, I don't know. I've seen touchies put up. Was it, we had it on the roast, remember, years ago, back in the day. What's his name, Mohammed Farouj or whatever? The touchy put his flag up when it was clearly no gold and he got,
we've had the one up, one down. That's for a goal.
But I'm saying that if
you've got to drop him.
And that makes a bit of, and that'll make it better.
It won't make him any better.
Or does that just appease the...
Well, here's the other one. What do they do at training? Touch judges. How do they practice?
I'll go one step further. The previous week, Steve Chitty with the clanger in the Titans match off the goalpost for Young O'Sullivan's try.
Yeah.
I don't drop a video referee. He either can do the job or he can't. What does a video referee do when he's dropped? There is no reserve grade video referee. So what, does he go home and play PlayStation 4 and rule on try, no try on the PlayStation? Yeah. So they either can do the job or they can't. I don't drop Ricky McFarlane. You don't think he's beating himself up about it?
When a first grader's had...
Do you think he'd do it again?
I'm happy enough to drop him. You've got to drop him.
And the system's better and the world's good again.
But there's got to be some sort of accountability.
Yeah, well, accountability is that we're bagging him, that he's dead set lived in a padded room ever since the night. You know,
who's at fault? Is it the touch judge? Is it the video referee for not knowing that the touchy put up his flag?
Well,
I can't believe it was just a
perfect storm of stuff up.
I can't believe that the video referee didn't even notice the touchy put his flag up.
Well, the on-field ref got it right. He said no try.
Yeah, it was extra. Well, Sione Katoa and going around to score the try.
He was looking.
He stopped looking over his shoulder. And can we just go there too? Just touch on that. If it had have been ruled no try, scrum packs down 15 metres out, who knows what happens after that? You know, to say the Leilua pass doesn't happen after that, because you can't say, you know, Canberra could have won the scrum and dropped it on the first tackle. You could not. There was plenty of time still left in that game.
If Yanni had.
After that try.
Yeah.
It's all that. But the fact of the matter is this, and I stated it earlier on, that decision had nothing to do with Canberra not making the top eight this year. Canberra have got the worst completion rate and dropped more ball than any other team in the National Rugby League. That's the reason.
Yeah.
And that's also the reason why fans aren't turning up in their droves to watch the Canberra Raiders play. We concede that, don't we? It's not because referees have turned everyone off the game. The great furphy of all time.
Have you not heard that? I've heard it. People say that to you?
They say it, but they still watch.
Loz.
Right.
Laurie. We'll check you from both sides. The New South Wales Waratahs played a quarter final on the weekend.
Yes. I watched it.
You're one of the 91,000 viewers. 91,000 viewers. That's the best rating the Waratahs have had this year. 91,000, that's half the worst game in rugby league, just about. Yeah. Like, you know, we bag and we say we're turning away. Well, then what's rugby and what's the A-League's excuse? Mm. Fair dinkum, come on. It's not as bad. The sky is not falling.
No. No one's watching because the referees are bad.
Tigers Rabbitohs on Saturday night is as entertaining as any game I've seen this year. Great entertainment.
It was a great game.
And 26,000 enjoyed it. And then,
all right, Roosters v Dragons this Sunday, blockbuster, right? The word that gets used too much, but that's a blockbuster.
Yep.
It should be in excess of 30, but it won't probably.
No. That's right. We can draw that on Anzac Day because there is a tradition to that. But you'd like to think that with the history of these two clubs, big matches and where they are on the ladder. Yeah, I agree. And to be fair, there probably should have been 30 at the Tigers. South was 26,000 school holidays. Still a terrific crowd. But you know, crowds are a separate issue.
Sure.
You know, if you combine TV audience and that, there's still interest. The fact that, what's the bulk of your talkback callers this morning, they're still talking rugby league. No, they're not watching anymore, are they?
No.
But they still want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, rugby union would kill for that, for people to talk about their sport.
Yeah, but I think it's emotion. A lot of people get caught up in the emotional side of it. But I was a supporter of the two referees when it first came into play, and I was a supporter of the bunker. But when they continually get it wrong, I'm starting to second guess my judgment, and I want to go back to one referee and not having the input that all these people seem to have at the moment.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that in theory, because the Moore voice, it must be incredibly hard. Must be incredibly hard, even out on the field. I mean, being wired up while you're doing your job, while you're trying to analyse and make decisions like that. Incredibly hard. So how do they know? Is that the touchy's voice who said that? Yeah. Is that the bunker? Is that my assist referee? That's enormous. Yeah. As broadcasters, we have just the director's voice in our ear saying replay coming up or going to show a shot of the coach. How do you handle 3 and 4 and rule in that pressure cooker situation? So I agree with that in principle, but blame the coaches while we have two referees because of all the crap that goes on in the ruck and the wrestling. We had to do something about that.
Yeah.
We needed the extra set of eyes on that because of the way coaches took the game of rugby league.
But see, I'm not a fan of the referee calling surrender and movement and all that type of stuff. For me, that's a frustration sitting there listening to the I don't want to hear
so
him
you're
say
with
that.
Me police the game rather than manage the
100%.
Game. All right, so they tried to police the game this year and people blow up about the penalty counts.
You
can't win.
I'm the only bloke in the world. That didn't worry me because my great frustration was the play, the ball and the ruck and the 10 metres.
Yeah.
They fixed that. Everyone blew up about it. Now we're back to the old days.
It has been one of the great success stories that we have actually got blokes almost getting play the balls
almost,
right this year.
They're getting almost. Back to the bad habits.
But they were told about... Tim Manor came to me in the off-season and said they've been really tough. The refs came out of training back in December and said, right, no, that won't pass muster. And we got there. We got there. Wow.
Well, what about Ricky saying we're the only sport that changes its rule mid-season?
Yeah,
and interpretations. Is that fair?
TK, remember the week they changed the quarter post rule mid-season?
We were
out of the blue.
Six or eight rounds in.
Ten. We'd been at them for 10 years. Yeah. And then mid-season, bang, we changed a rule that had been in place for 100 years. We went, Voss and the boys might have a point. You know? That was 2010. But, I do agree with that. I think that whatever rules are in place by round, like let's say we watch the start of the season because coaches work on different things. How am I going to exploit? How am I going to bend that rule?
Well, they even roster.
By 8 weeks in, we probably need to settle on what we're doing for the rest of the season. I agree with that.
The West Tigers, they lost that game at the start of the year against the Broncos.
Yes.
Because the game was being officiated different to what it is now.
Yes.
They could quite argue that 2 points. Mm. Should be theirs.
Yeah.
And then they would be what?
Yeah.
2 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Equal with the Broncos.
And until the last 2 weeks, Laurie, they only won 2 of their last 10. But let's go back to round 3 and say
they're
they're
on 24.
Eight.
So if you take that... If you take that 2 points off,
it doesn't get back
off
to
the
that.
Broncos, they win. They're sitting on the same amount of points as the Brisbane.
Yeah.
What about the times they benefited from those rules?
Well, tell me which one.
Well, I'm
tell
not,
me which one.
Well, I haven't gone through every game.
Yeah, but you can remember. You can remember the Broncos game.
So
you can remember the Broncos game because it was a stuff up. It was a massive error.
So
tell me the other one.
So no coach who sits here on the losing side one weekend ever benefits from the week before from a dodgy call.
Mm. No, there's always dodgy calls in terms of.
Oh, that means they win from it.
No, I mean the one that is a standout, the shocker. You're always going to get people that, you miss a forward pass here and there.
If you want to go all the way back, the television replay is the catalyst of all our problems, to be honest. And the slower we make the replays, the more we pick up the... Hang on. That ball has come away from his hand for 1/25th of a second. That's no try. Outrageous decision. The bunker says try. There was a gap of that big for 1/25th of a second. That can't be a try. That's where we're now at. So that over-analysis and replays, because we do Channel 9 and Fox League do such a great coverage. They take you everywhere in the dressing. You don't miss anything.
Mm.
We now analyse with fine-tooth comb everything.
Can
everything.
We let people know why you're actually dropped in to say hello?
Yes, I've dropped in because I'm here to interview you, Laurie, for the fan on Fox League Tuesday night. We have a segment at the end, Q&A, which the fans contribute the questions. They can be anything. Yeah. They can be out there.
I'm getting nervous.
And I have got some questions this morning for Laurie that will test him. And the listeners this morning can see the result on the fan tomorrow night at 7:30.
Andrew Voss, always good to see you, mate.
What happened to the Gallows Pies? Am I allowed to mention a sponsor there out there?
Fridays.
Why the hell are they coming in on Friday?
Well, that's a very good point.
I'm going to sit out in the waiting room until Friday, until the pies come.
Good on you, mate. We look forward to the fan win again.
Tuesday night, 7:30.
Featuring Laurie Daly,
the man who broke the premiership trophy in 89.
Shh. Oh.
Smashed it.